We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We got a chance today to show them who we are in front of the world.
Looking deep, has a man wide open. Touchdown.
Touchdown for Jacksonville.
Touchdown, Jags!
You're listening to Down by the Bank, a Jacksonville Jaguars podcast with Corey, Derek, and JK3.
All right, welcome to Down by the Bank, affiliated with the Blue Wire Podcast Network. This is Corey.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Derek.
What's up, y'all? It's JK3.
So a lot of upset fans right now, the way the season ended. You know, terrible loss in Tennessee. Some fans, though, are taking it a little harder than others. Derek, I think you had mentioned before we started recording that there was some stuff going down.
Look, man, if you decided to take your Hyundai or whatever it was and smash into the Miller Electric Center, and the players' entrance or whatever, you got the wrong entrance. you needed to go for the coach's entrance, okay? The coach's, especially Press Taylor, wherever his office is, okay? If his is on the second floor, we can go build you a ramp, and you can take it up to the second floor because that's where you needed to go. Not the player entrance, but the coach's entrance.
Yeah, I wonder what kind of car she was driving to go through the gate of the Miller Electric Center and then try to drive through the building.
Now, I said Hyundai. I don't know. I'm just taking a guess.
Honda or Hyundai?
I would say Hyundai, but it could be a Honda. I mean, I don't know. Like, it's probably a good guess if we guess either one of those.
That lady, like, embodied everyone's, like, feelings.
Except she hit the wrong door.
Well, you don't endorse violence. It was a kamikaze type thing. But so she ran into the Miller Electric Center and the stadium, or how did that work?
So she went through the gate. So the players have a players only entrance to the Miller Electric Center. It's opposite of the entrance of where the store is. So the store that faces the statue, opposite side of that, the part that faces, what is that? The highway that before you go over the Matthews Bridge. Like, so right on that side of the Miller Electric Center, there is a players only gate where they can go in for practice, those things. So it's a wrought iron gate. At least I looked like it was wrought iron. Shit's probably made out of aluminum. But so she drove through that. Yeah. So she drove through that and then like makes an immediate beeline, like right into like the entrance where they put in their little passcode to actually get into the training facility. So yeah, insane.
Now they're going to have those yellow things. You seen those things that they put around the stadium? We don't want anybody driving where the like the opponent's bus come in. The
big
heavy things. Like you can't run into those.
Yeah,
like if you're walking, they're going to have like 10 of those out in front of the gate now.
Where they put those tire things in, like in case you go backwards, it just punctures your tire.
So is it confirmed she's an upset Jaguars fan or was it another issue?
Well, there may be other substance issues that maybe talk about.
A combination.
She may not even know where she was.
Now, in my opinion, the game led to those issues. But that's just a different story. Okay. Again, my opinion.
Just like the guy, I don't know how real it was, but did you see the person that sent like a Venmo request to Balky for the return for the season tickets?
Yeah, I saw that. I was wondering if that was real too, because you can just find people on there. And it'd be easy to find him with his name, you know? So that's pretty funny, though. Well, I guess we didn't have to worry about those playoff tickets drafting out of our account, right? So that's good.
Well,
from a budgeting standpoint, not a fan standpoint.
From a starting the year off, if being financially responsible was one of your New Year's resolutions, where the Jags are helping you off, right?
Well, kind of, because I think they're supposed to draft the payments starting this month for next season, aren't they?
If you auto renewed, which I didn't.
Huh.
If you auto renewed into like the payment plan, then you know, then of course, but you know,
I think I did that. That sucks. So do I still have time?
I don't know.
Yeah. So what's the benefit of that?
You got that St. John's County flow right there, man. You're all right.
Oh yeah, exactly.
You'll be okay.
Yeah, exactly. With the power going down for like 2 hours today from the storm, yeah, we're really well taken care of. I'm in the poor part of St. John's County. Don't worry.
St. John's County North.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, yeah, we just got a new Taco Bell. You know, just kidding. But yeah, no. So I mean, that's I didn't even hear about that, which makes all of this even more you know, sick and. And traumatizing. So
the worst part about Sunday's loss, man, and it's just like how you look back over the last like 45 days to now, it's just so different. It's like night and day of what just like what happened. Like I really feel like if you would have told me that Trevor had 4,000 yards passing, ETN had 1,000 yards rushing, Ridley with 1,000 yards receiving, Allen and Trayvon Walker combining for like over 26 sacks.
Ingram, like almost going to set the record.
Ingram
or something,
literally
receptions.
Almost setting a record for receptions, minus the one that he dropped and it ended up in the turning into a turnover. It's insane, man. Like the complete tone from where we were 40 plus days ago is just, it's wild. I mean, we went from talking about being the number one seed to tracking Trevor Lawrence's dad's likes on Twitter to see how disgruntled he was with the front office. Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
Look, man, I've been hinting at it for weeks through the losing streak. I've never been on the Trent train, and I've said there's going to be some episodes dedicated to just him, just exposing him. It's time. He's terrible. Terrible.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody, you can Google his name. Look him up. NFL Executive of the Year. He didn't earn it. It was given to him. The team in San Francisco that he won that award with was already there. And that's the basis of his entire career. He can't draft. He can't evaluate. He can't do anything. Okay? Yeah, oh, but he got guys. He got Christian Kirk and Zay. A monkey can be a GM when you have $80 million in cap in the NFL. Try doing it when you only have 20 or 10. That's what we're getting ready to find out. We are very draft heavy and very draft dependent, I should say. Not heavy in the sense that we got a lot of picks. But dependent to where we can't just go out and blow up a bunch of money on free agents anymore.
And you know, what scares me even more with us being draft dependent is that we can't draft.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst part about it. Like,
you can't even
build your team through the draft because they haven't shown like first round picks, like you hit, I'll give him Anton. I'll give him ETN. Of course you got Trevor. Verdict stills out on Devin Lloyd. And then as far as your contribution and the other picks that you have that are supposed to be helping build the roster, like no one contributed from this draft at all this year. No one has really, I mean, you drafted Devin Lloyd and Chad Muma in the same, and Muma's there, no longer there. Ventrell Miller, he's hurt. Like you're to the point right now where you can't even afford to get rid of like your high priced players, because if you do, you don't have zero depth at all, We've got no choice but to pay Cam. We have no left tackle. We've got no choice but to pay Foyer. We've got no middle linebacker. Hell, we have no choice but to give up either a second or a third for Ridley because the team can't draft. So I'd rather, I mean.
Yeah, and that's another thing too. We just mentioned, hey, Ridley got 1,000 yards. Was that a good thing or a bad thing now? What pick do we have to give up now that, you know.
That's interesting.
Remember, the way that deal worked was based off of his stats. Mm-hmm. He got 1,000 yards, and that's great. Good for him. Great comeback season. Yeah, it was had its ups and downs and all that. But what do we have to give up now that we have no playoffs, another 9-8 record that didn't get us into the tournament, and a 1,000-yard receiver that now we have to give up possibly maybe a second? I don't know. We got to look up the details of that deal. So
we'll save that for another episode. This is a cleansing episode.
But Balky has been trash from the start. He will always be trash as a GM. He's not good. There's a reason why in 2016, when the 49ers finally got rid of him, he wasn't with another team. He was with the league. Okay. Why was he with the league? Because no one wanted him. If he was that good of a GM, if he was executive of the year and things just didn't work out, he would have been with another team within those 4 years. But he wasn't. He wasn't an advisor. He wasn't pro personnel. He wasn't near a team. Why? Because nobody was stupid enough to bring him near a team. Except us. And we're about to find out what happened.
Was he, did he come in with Urban, or he was here with Marone too, right?
He came here because Caldwell, the old GM, brought him in as director of pro personnel.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which that was another, you know, dumb one. What I don't understand is, I get it. You don't do everything everybody else does, but in the NFL, you do. Okay, Shad? Another thing too, if you have another owner telling you things, oh yeah, he's a good guy. I don't know. I'm just guessing. I'm just taking an educated guess. If you have another owner telling you about these people, they're giving you bad advice because they want you to fail. Can't trust anyone. You need to use your own judgment and your own firm. Pay a firm and find football quality executives or professional sports executives that understand what it takes. Didn't the Commanders just do something like that?
Yeah.
Got a guy in from the NBA. Guy hired Mark Jackson, built the Warriors, whoop-de-whoop, whatever, that's a different sport. But they have someone that understands professional sports. What if it's an advisor, whatever he's going to do. But all decisions as far as the sport itself are going to be made by that one individual. And you have someone that is not any good.
How long is he here for? Because I remember there was something weird about like his... when him and Urban were both hired, there was something weird about like Shad not disclosing like contract length or contract timing or anything else like that. Do you know like how long he's got?
No, I don't.
I couldn't find that, and I probably should have asked you all prior to us recording. But I feel like Balky and the loyalty that Doug has shown right now to Press Taylor, I think those are both trending in the same direction of this collision course of, and the Jags are right in the middle of it. I think like there's just two bullet trains just coming at each other. Like one, you know, you've got the record and, you know, people don't change, they just the situations do. So I think that Trent, is continuing, you know, on that path that he took the Niners down. And how he almost drove that, well, how he did drive that team into the ground. They had Harbaugh. Harbaugh left because him and, you know, GM just kept, you know, bumping heads and things like that against each other. Now again, we don't know what's going on inside the building, so we don't know. But then again, also the same trajectory with Doug and Press, you know, how they're kind of being this package deal. It's kind of also leading to the same demise, of, you know, what led him out, in Philadelphia as well. So I feel like, you know, right now, the team is stuck between a rock and a hard place. Like, you've got two competing sides right now, and one of them's got to give. And if it were, and if it, and if it were my choice, if I was Shai Khan, if I'm running this team right now, I'm getting rid of the talent evaluator that we have currently right now. I'm, you know, we're bringing in somebody new. We're bringing in a new, you know, GM to run the things that we need to do. And we're bringing in a proven talent advisor. I'm hiring someone as well to be a talent advisor, but I'm bringing in a talent evaluator because this team has had an issue drafting for a long time. I mean, what other draft pick can you say that we've had that we've retained to like a second contract? I mean, the verdict's out. Like, apparently, he doesn't want to pay 41. Apparently, he doesn't want to pay Josh Allen.
Wow.
You know, if you don't want to pay someone who just got 16 sacks, oh, don't worry. Somebody will. Okay.
Yeah.
The last draft pick that I can think that was, like, actually extended is probably Cam, and we franchise tagged him. I don't think any other – I don't think any other – The last person I could think of that made a second contract, was it Miles Jack, maybe?
Yeah, under the old regime.
Was it Miles Jack?
Yeah. Yeah,
sounds right. I can't think of any. Did Fournette or Blake? Blake made
old
it.
Old regime.
Blake made it to the second contract. I don't know if Leonard did, but I can, off the top of my head, I can think of Miles Jack, Blake, and then Cam, but technically Cam hasn't made it to a second contract since they franchise tagged him.
Yeah.
So I can't think of, I mean, what am I forgetting? Am I missing anyone? I mean, Derek, I know, Corey, I know you guys are both like, you know, wizards with this kind of stuff, but am I missing anyone that we've extended? That's homegrown talent that we drafted, we found in the draft. Maybe Smoot?
Maybe.
Smoot,
oh, that's the only Hamilton. One.
Hamilton. Smoot and Hamilton. Okay, all right. Smoot. But two guys that gave us zero sacks.
Yeah.
And run stuffs because they let Derrick Henry go out with a bang.
Yeah, so Smoot and Hamilton.
They're going to lose their quarterback, their running back. Their coach got fired, and 3 days ago they were beating our butts, beating the Jags' butts.
One final party gift.
Yeah. Right?
And I really think that that's like that could have been some motivation for Tennessee on Sunday. It really could have been. It's like, hey, all right, one last ride. Are we gonna lose to the Jaguars? Like, one last ride. Let's go out there and give it all we got. It's an AFC team, a team that we hate. You know, we've got history with them. What better partying gift than to knock these guys out of a playoff spot?
Yeah.
Another thing too. I found an old article about who we interviewed. There's a lot of, you know, there's a good bit of young up-and-comers, and then there's some that have been around the league for a while. Ray Farmer, Terry Fontenot, Jerry Reese, Rick Smith, Louis Riddick. And none of them are really doing anything, per se. I shouldn't say doing anything. They are, like, either a scout. I think the one's got the Falcons GM position, and they actually haven't drafted, you know, terrible. They're actually okay. They just don't have a quarterback. Point is, like, I saw those candidates, and one, you know, I almost would have rather have them gotten someone that understands the temperature and can relate to younger players, because that's another thing too that Balky is limiting us with. There are known players in this league, and not just a couple of them, a very large majority, that do not want to come here because they don't want to deal with him. So you're already putting yourself at a disadvantage if you know that. Now, there could be other GMs and personnel that might have that type of reputation, which as an owner, you should know these things. Part of the job, you should know if you hire someone where people want to come and work or play for the team. How are you going to bring someone in the building that limits you from attracting talent and or bringing in free agent personnel? Draft too. he hasn't drafted well at all. I've been saying that for the last 5 minutes. So point is, some people got on the Trent train late last year. I've never been on it. I've never bought a ticket. I don't want to go to the dang station. Okay. I'll take the bus. All right. I'll take the Greyhound for a get on the trip. Heck no. Okay. That's where I'm at with it. He's not it. So as long as he's in office, that's one. And he's one of two. There's two people in that building that need to go. And the other one, man, I don't know what he has on.
Well, before we get to that, you know, they did let go Caldwell and, you know, some of the other coaches as well. Bernie Parmalee, the running backs coach, you know, he was gone.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the running back coach. Yeah, right. The running back coach, man. there's definitely a scapegoat, you know, here somewhere. I know that the defense wasn't, you know, at least through the losing streak, you know, it's just trying to find out, you know, where they were. And, you know, it's at this point right now, in hindsight, it's a bunch of finger pointing. It's, you know, well, the defense did this, the, you know, offensive coordinator did that. You know, I think more, you know, consistently though, I think that the offensive coordinator, and based off of the play calling and the responsibilities and how this team looked last year with Doug calling the plays, to how different we look from an offensive perspective right now, it's night and day. Like, it's just insane. And I don't know. And it may be too much for Doug to take the reins back, you know, on there. But I mean, just looking at some of the plays that, I mean, and it's just because it's at the top of the mind right now. But on that third down call, when they were games on the line, third down, you know, they're down there, you know, at, I believe it was the, I believe it was on like the 3rd or 4 yard line. The play before, Trevor did the little, he tried to stretch his arm like Michael Jordan in Space Jam and score. But the third down play where they just rolled out and you just find and you roll out. And first of all, you go 5 yards back, you roll out to having a tight end there, the tight end that you haven't thrown to all game. Like, if it would be more believable if Evan Engram was out there actually, you know, in the field of play. But you like that kind of stuff, man. It's just those plays. And if they run another out route, man, the out route was insane. Man, he's got to go, dude. He's got to go. Like, he's had an entire year to kind of come back and just, you know, kind of clear his name and just show something different, but dude, the OC's got to go. He's got to go, man.
Didn't you try to go on ancestry.com earlier to find a familial connection that exists somehow?
I don't know if it was Ancestry. I was looking at everything. Does his family, is there a connection? Like what? Okay, when Peterson left Philly in, what was that, 2018, 2019, whenever it was, Press didn't have a job. Think about this.
Wow.
I mean, no, he had a job. He was with the Colts. He was a analyst and consultant, which means you're not good enough to be on the field around my people.
He's not good enough to be hired by his own brother.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to point out. Okay, if your old brother wouldn't even bring you in, okay, he's probably a family man. And this isn't a knock personally. This is all work-related to football. If he's a family man and your own brother won't even give you a job, think about that. If your own brother won't even give you a job as an analyst, you went to the Colts to get it, and then Peterson comes back and you jump back on the Peterson train. But big bro Zach wouldn't even let you near his team. That ought to tell you something.
Yeah.
So you got
that Doug's his brother, not the other guy.
Yeah.
There's some funny business going on.
A GM that nobody would touch for 5 years, 4 or 5 years. We got a OC that, you know, big brother wouldn't even give him a job. I don't know. If we were cooking something, if we were at JK3's house on his smoker, man, that would be a kind of a gross recipe. I wouldn't want to stay for the end result of that. I'm just saying, like, That's gonna be something bad. Like,
do you think that somebody should just straight up ask him in this press conference though? It's like, what's the deal? Like,
they've been trying
he gets to defensive.
They've been trying to keep like a professional, like a certain piece of professionalism about them. But what it's gonna take is someone like catch this dude like out at the town center or something like that with a hot mic and just be like, hey man, what's up with you and press? Like,
look, what we need to do is hire like those FBI like lie detector people. And just be like, when he answers this question, is he lying or telling the truth? Like, you a straight lie. Like, no, you lying. Like,
well, he lied. I mean, a lot of the stuff that he lied about in that press conference, man. Like, let's even just go back to the press conference. I thought the offensive line played pretty well this year. I thought the offensive line held up. Could have been better, yeah, but I thought they played pretty well. What?
You got a quarterback with a knee, foot, concussion, and shoulder.
Like, he was literally held up by duct tape by the time we got to week 18. What are you talking about? Like, literally, what you had to change the entire offense. You had to change the way you ran the ball because you couldn't get any push up front. No push up front. You get all these other, like, these stats. Trevor Lawrence has got the quickest release, 1.2 seconds to get the time. Because they're breathing down his neck. As soon as he hikes the ball.
No choice.
He's got no choice but to throw it. He's got no choice but to get rid of the ball because people are in his lap. I mean, it's just insane.
Did the offensive line coach get fired?
The assistant offensive line coach got fired.
Not even the main guy. The assistant is the one holding the pads. The assistant is the one, like what?
Didn't hold him good enough.
Now look, it's so bad because, and this isn't saying that, you know, Mike Caldwell and the defensive coordinator, there were times when, the defense did not play well. Obviously, the first half against the Tennessee in the last game. But if Caldwell was a C-plus coach and you let him go, why did you keep the F coach? Like, Caldwell wasn't stinking it up the most in the building as far as assistant coaches. And it wasn't even close. So I'm not saying you should or should not have kept him. However, because I don't have an opinion because I've been studying the offense so much because that's what's been kicking our butt for so many games. Yeah, the defense might have, gave up a lot of points, but they also kept you in the game in the second half. Hey, remember that? What was it, 21-13 halftime or something like that? And we get, they scored one more time, but we got the pick. Okay. They had some key stops. There were a lot of games where the defense kept you in it. Think about the Baltimore game. That first half, no one's played better against Lamar Jackson. Even in some of the games they lost, the Jags defense played that first half and they could only muster up 10 points. And we left how many? 20, 27? On the board, I think it would have probably been about 20 that game. This dude might win the MVP again, and they're dang sure trying to make a march to the Super Bowl. And you're telling me the guy that coached the best against them in one half of football, just about, you let go? And then, like I said, I'm not saying if you should or shouldn't have, because I haven't really dug enough into it, but I know that the OC was 10 times worse than him if you had to look at it from apples and oranges.
Let me ask you a question. Is it possible that he made that move because maybe there's a guy that's going to be on the market that he's worked with before that he really likes, or some like star defensive coordinator that he wants to bring in or something?
Now, that's the beauty. Good you said that, Corey, because there are some guys out there that are, very, football, defensively focused guys that can really get after it. And so there's opportunities there. However, again, they know the favoritism that he has, and they know Balky. Yeah. Did we limit ourselves again? Do they want to come here? There could be, if they're... Look at it this way, too. And I'm not saying this is true. This is just my opinion from what I see at home, what I read online, what you see at those press conferences. Okay? What really gets me is how they get up in front of the media and in front of the reporters, and like JK3 just said, they lie. Okay. We don't need to really get an FBI lie detector. We can tell when you're full of it. And point is, you're full of it because there's some disagreements in that office. What if it comes from Khan, Balky, you know, Trevor, who knows? There's some disagreements there. They're not all on the same page. I put money on it.
I mean, I double down on what you're saying because apparently based off of the Twitterverse, Trevor had a meeting with ownership and his agent today.
Yeah. Okay. So
or today or yesterday or within the last couple of days.
All right. So if the agent was in on it, okay, here's what we have here. We've got our number one draft pick, the guy that puts fans in the seats with 2 years left on his rookie deal and then maybe a franchise tag. Are they talking about re-signing him? Who knows what they were talking about? We're not going to speculate. All we know is we just had one of the biggest collapses that the league's seen in, you know, this year, this season. And you got a QB that probably feels a little bit alienated, especially when Doug went out and protected press and threw Trevor under the bus. Now, if this was one of those instances where, oh, I'm just trying to motivate my QB, motivate your OC. Because he can't call plays.
Well, he can't call the plays he want to play because they don't have time for him to throw the ball.
Yeah.
Which and leads back to the general manager.
Yeah. So you got a lot of things that are stuck. Now, are there GMs that are willing to work with Doug Peterson? I don't know. You know, I would hope so. We don't know those things. Okay. We don't know. We can only guess and speculate. But what I can say with confidence as a person that just sits on my butt at home watching the games or if I'm at the game, that there are people in this league that don't like Balky at all. And they're not going to want to get to know him. They're not going to want to like him. He needs to get him out of there. So
I mean, the guy couldn't get trades done.
Yeah.
He couldn't get trades done. He couldn't get free agency. He couldn't do anything in free agency. We have all this draft capital, all these draft picks and things like this. And you see other people making these moves and he's trying to dig his heels deep in the dirt and saying like, well, I wanted to give this team a sixth round pick. They didn't take it. And then the news comes out that, you know, you have Chase Young signing with the team for a fifth round. The Jags were in it, but they didn't want to give up a fifth round pick. They wanted to stay with a sixth round. What? like a fifth round pick, bro, you don't draft well. Like, what does it matter? Like, it makes no sense.
I guess my question is, have we already seen all the moves that are going to be made at this point? Because, I mean, you made the point, I think, that essentially Khan maybe has analysis paralysis or something and just sort of, you know, I don't know, maybe just is indecisive or doesn't have the guidance on what move to make. So with that being said, is Caldwell and those other guys being gone, is that going to be it? And we're just going to roll with what we've got now into the offseason?
Well, here, it's really tough to tell now. I think we're probably done. That's my opinion. But here's what I can guess from taking an educated guess. Khan's about money. Doug and Press and Trent don't put butts in the seats. Trevor does. Khan's not going to sit there and let them pull some crap, you know, without like, hey, guys, like, we got to work this out because that's not going to work for Khan. If we go back to not having a QB, Khan's not going to like that when people stop showing up to the game. If they blow this, I'll say that this is my own guess with all the stadium stuff going on. If they blow this and Trevor wants out of here because of this craziness, we're going to lose this team because Trevor's not going to want to stick around.
Well, that's not fair. We didn't do anything.
I know that. I know that. But the city.
No, I know. But you know what I'm saying?
That's just my own guess, my own opinion. But
I can see what you're saying. That's a good point, actually. Yeah, I could see that.
We're going to lose this team. If Trevor just goes up to his agent and says, I want out.
Yeah. So your point is that he's what we've got to sell tickets, and if he's gone, then the only choice at that point is to go to a bigger market to make money, just based on the market.
Well, not just him selling tickets, but he's a young QB. You know, he's got talent. He's got arm talent. So he is what, you know, teams build around, and he's helping attract free agents. You know, when you do have the opportunity to sign, you know, someone to he gives hope. You know, when you, I mean, D-Hop wanted to come here, you know, because of Trevor. You know, a couple of receivers, you know, Christian Kirk here because of Trevor, you know, in my opinion, and you know, obviously he got his bag, but just saying though, like, you know, there are going to be players that are willing to, you know, take a little bit of a cut or a discount because they have the opportunity to play with someone, you know, that is going to be able to give them an opportunity to be able to shine. I mean, you look at the NFL right now, there's 32 teams. You got 32 starting quarterbacks. How many would you put above Trevor? Maybe eight?
Yeah, I'm looking.
Maybe eight? So, and if you can't get on, and if you're a free agent right now, and if you want the ball, and if you're rain chasing, if you're trying to do these things, like, you know, you take a player like an Adam Thielen, or, you know, someone that's like still able to kind of, you know, have some type of productivity, you're not going somewhere where you don't have an opportunity to win, you know, and you want to be able to get the ball. So I think Jacksonville's in a prime spot to where, you know, we don't have too many superstars that are on the team. You're still going to be able to get your stats. You're still going to be able to get your incentive bonuses and things like that, you know, as well. If that attractiveness leaves, then it's done. I mean, think about how many players wanted to come here and play because Blake was here. Who wanted to come play here because Chad Henne was here?
Yeah.
No one.
Makes sense.
No one. You know, no one. So, I mean, you've got an opportunity right now. And you've got the city, in my opinion, you've got the city right where you want him. Khan can't afford to lose Trevor. Like you said, Derek, he can't. He's got the city right where he wants him. Whatever he decides to build, for a four seasons is about to come to Jacksonville, Florida. Think about that. Like, just think about that for a second. Like, the nicest hotel that you could think of that's here, no one has been to. The Omni. Who goes to the Omni? Is it still even called the Omni?
No.
What is it called?
I don't remember. It's not the Omni. No,
right. That hotel downtown, whatever that is. What is that called?
Not the one
across from the one that's on the same side. Is it the Hyatt? The one that's on the same side as Ruth Chris of the river. Yeah, not the one by the museum, the other one on the downtown.
So the Omni's a Marriott now.
Yeah.
And whatever, man. The other one's a Hyatt, something like that. Yeah.
What, point made.
Whatever, dude. We don't even know. We go downtown. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like he's got the city right where he wants. He's got the riverfront and development and everything else like that. He's got the stadium deal almost, 75-80% done, you know, right now. Maybe 60, depending on where we go. We're going to have somebody from the city. But point being, he can't afford to lose.
Yeah.
And if this guy is having meetings with ownership in his going into his third year, like, he's going into his third year. Y'all realize that. He's going... shit's about to get real. Like, you
and you, so we have dysfunctional GM, a coach that won't, you know, that won't kick the OC to the curb, a quarterback meeting with the owner. Okay. People being sacrificed. Guess what? This is going to fit perfectly.
And you got Houston. A lady running through the Miller Electric Center.
Yeah. Got a lady. Yeah. Lady running through the Miller Electric Center. Houston,
and they want to bring a four seasons.
Oh yeah, and you got Houston, bro. Yeah. Just go. Houston, I want to go back to the.
We got a problem.
I want to go back to the days when we had to just worry about the teal hot dog buns, and the bologna sandwiches. Like, I want to go back to those days where, you know, we didn't have all this drama and all this extracurricular stuff going on around us. We were worried about teal hot dog buns and bologna sandwiches. Team was on their way to, you know, having one of the best defenses, you know, on our way this time, you know, a couple years ago, going, you know, to Pittsburgh on the road, stuff like that, man, to win. I just, man, it was all good 40 something days ago, which is the craziest part about this all. I mean, if you really look at the calendar, man, what's that? October, November?
Yeah, like October, like right around the October, middle of October, man. It was good.
Even that Panthers game, I know it was the Panthers, but remember all the fans were there. It was feeling good. This is a reset, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Look.
Nope.
The Panthers are that bad because I don't think they scored.
Apparently.
They didn't score against the Bucs. I think they got shut out again. I've never heard of an NFL team getting shut out back-to-back weeks.
Wow.
I'd have to look that up to confirm it, but I'm pretty sure that game was 9-0 for a long time.
Okay. Yeah.
It was like 9-0 for a long time, and I'm like, are they even going to score? So, but no, it's definitely that. And there are a growing number of fans like us, media, online media. There's regular media and online media, in my opinion, as far as just, you know, just the ones that kind of talk online all the time, that feel like Trevor is not the guy. Yeah, he's been playing kind of as the, you know, mid, right? He hasn't been playing well. He's been turning the ball over a lot. All I'm going to say to this, say is this. Pick someone else in the league. Pick someone else that we could actually get, that you not say, oh, well, I'd rather have, you know, da-da-da-da-da, Tua, you know, no, okay. Pick someone else, you know, on the same level, like if you think, if it's Sam Howell in Washington or Daniel Jones in New York. You want Daniel Jones? No. Nah. No. Justin Fields. Right. You want Justin Fields? No. C.J. Stroud. Now, yeah, some of you might say C.J. Stroud, and he definitely deserves it because he had an awesome year. He kicked butt. I mean, he came in guns blazing. And so you ask yourself, is he better? He very well could be. So that's one where you could say that. My point is it's going to be limited on who we could have had. You can be in Tampa right now. Tampa made to the playoffs with Baker Mayfield. They're going to extend him, but they're going to lose all those receivers. Let's see what he does next year.
At least they're in.
They're in.
Yeah.
But would you rather have Baker Mayfield? And that's all I'm saying. It's going to be
I'd rather have a playoff spot.
Yeah. Would you rather have Trevor?
I'd rather have a Monday. I'd rather have a Monday night football playoff spot.
Would you rather have Trevor and no playoffs or Baker Mayfield with playoffs?
Let me think about
that. That's really balancing out the short versus long term.
Let me think about that.
Yeah.
Like, are you talking about like right now?
Let's say Baker may, because I think Tampa may extend Baker. So what if they extend him and then you got Baker Mayfield, who was a former number one pick?
Your question was, would you rather have a playoff spot right now?
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like my point is Trevor can play to that, you know, elite level. We've seen him. But unfortunately, he's had a lot of mid to lower level. And those things just happen. But I don't think getting rid of him or saying he's not the guy, let's move on, is the answer. I just don't think so. Not in my opinion. Has he played like crap? Yeah. Did he miss some throws? Sure. Was he probably hurt out there? I'll go out and say I think he's been concussed for weeks. The reason why he's been overthrown and, you know, and been really hurt. Everything's been hurting for weeks. Not just as has happened as we have seen it, but I think he's been probably concussed for a few weeks. Just didn't say anything.
Man,
so
I just keep going back to the timeline. It's insane.
Yeah. You know, overthrows, the one pick. I mean, he threw that pick to Tennessee to Bunting, number zero for Tennessee. Yeah, that was terrible. Murphy Bunting, yeah. But no, I just feel like we've got him for another couple of years until things really get interesting. He's gotten us to the playoffs once. I know he can do it again, but a quarterback's as good as the people around him and the personnel around him as far as the coaches and front office. And right now, that's dysfunctional. It's clear.
Yeah. It's I had retweeted this tweet that this guy had. I think it was like the day after or something, where he was like, it was 8-3, right, at one point. And now it's, you know, however many weeks later, and it's, you know, 9-8. Good night. Yeah. That's pretty brutal when you think of it that way. You know, it's just like, man. Well, I mean, if there's not any other announcements as far as, you know, coaching changes or GM, you know, GM getting fired or whatnot, what's the sort of next thing, I guess, at this point? I mean, are we just...
They need to go to
draft prep.
Go to the pro days, right? Don't even go to a pro day where there's a lot of skill position. Like, I'm going to be honest. FSU fan here, do not go to Florida State's pro day. O-line, no. We don't want, you don't want any of those O-linemen. They're decent in college. That's not going to work for the Jags. You need to go find the top 25 rushing offenses, okay? And you need to go to their schools and go to those pro days and find out what those O-linemen are like. Don't go anywhere else. Okay, let's be real. Don't go down to Gainesville. No offense to Gator fans, but you know good and well the O-line's not good. All right? Need to, Georgia's pro day? Yeah. Bama's pro day? Their O-line wasn't that great this year. Michigan's pro day? You definitely want to go to Michigan's pro day. Okay? You want to see what O-linemen they have. Iowa, I think they were like top 20 in rushing this year. You want to go to Iowa's pro day. That's what we need. O-linemen, interior, guards, and centers. All right? We don't need a center getting blown 5 yards off the back of the ball on a QB sneak.
Yeah, but Derek, if Trent Baalke's the one showing up to these pro days, is that bad?
Look, okay, I'd say that he's got to get one right. All right. If he's going to be here, dang it, you got to get one right. I wish he wasn't, but hey, got to get one right. Something.
Yeah.
You might have gotten one right last year. Let's do it again. No more tight ends. No more just stupid picks. We don't need another running back in the second round, like our skill position. You got to sacrifice some of that for O-linemen. You can't have three. I'm curious what they're going to do at receiver. Can't pay all three of them. Are you going to restructure? Sure. But you can't pay all three of them.
Restructuring is only going to buy time. Buying yourself. Yeah. It's like a loan. You're just only loaning them out for, you know, for that time.
You can't. Teams around the league, Cincinnati's got the same problem. Got three good receivers. And one of them, you know Jamar Chase is going to stay. Tyler Boyd's not as young as, I'm drawing a blank.
T. Higgins.
So do you keep youth or do you keep experience because it might be a little bit cheaper because he wants to play a little bit longer? Because youth is going to want to get paid in T. Higgins. So, and yeah, don't go get him just because he played with Trevor at Clemson. We don't need another receiver. We need more O-linemen.
Yeah.
Bad.
If you can't block, you can't throw it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I mean, as far as stuff to kind of, you know, pick up now that the Jag season's over, I did send you guys that picture of those USFL trading cards at Target. Maybe we can start buying.
Do you know that they're playing? Like, there's some game that I saw. I think it was a commercial for it's like the U.S. Like the two leagues that are in the that are like the spring leagues. They're playing each other.
I thought they were merging.
The champions of the leagues or something like that are playing each other. I thought I saw. Did I see something like that, or was that wrong?
I thought I saw something about the XFL was merging with another thing to become a new name, like United Football League, right, or something.
Is it really?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, they're dropping the XFL moniker and doing something.
Is it the AFL?
Good.
The AFL is the one that's up right now, right? I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
What team can we root for? Because we can change the podcast to that.
Yeah.
For a couple weeks.
I know Rock's worked really hard to try to, because he's not, he's made it known he's not trying to compete with the NFL. He's trying to build like a semi-pro league that could one day maybe fill or be like a minor league to the NFL. I mean, who knows? Maybe he is. But that's what he said last year. Who knows?
Smart.
Maybe his mind could change. But definitely need something, because during the summertime, you know, people can only take so much baseball. And what I mean by so much baseball is people love, like, when you live in a baseball city, you love going to the games. Like, I took my kids to a White Sox game in Tampa for the first time, and it was great. But after about 30 games, I realized my team stunk, and I stopped watching. Just checking up on my phone from time to time. You know, if I was a Braves fan, yeah, maybe I might watch more games because, you know, they're always in contention. If you're,
Corey,
you're
right,
fan,
the XFL and the USFL to be rebranded as United Football League.
Oh wow,
that's what I thought. Yeah.
Okay. Then hey, more power to them. That's good.
That's a great idea. Having the, like you said, the minor leagues of football. I mean, there's so many folks out there. Why not
something? Yeah, something. So we got a what? After the playoffs are over, after Super Bowl in February, you got 5 months.
Yeah.
Got to get the football fixed, but
I can't believe this is where we're at, man.
See real quick. Here. All right, you ready? Sorry, I'm trying to figure out what teams play in the UFL. We got the Arlington Renegades, the Birmingham Stallions, the Houston Gamblers, Memphis Showboats, Michigan Panthers, New Jersey Generals, Pittsburgh Maulers, New Orleans Breakers, and Philadelphia Stars.
Probably.
Wait, I'm confused. They have U.S. Okay, so this is the USFL. That was their old teams. Now there's new teams. So there's the Michigan Panthers, the Memphis Showboats, the Houston Roughnecks, which sounds like one of the XFL teams, the Birmingham Stallions, the Arlington Renegades, something Defenders, Chicago Defenders maybe, the Brahmas, which I'm assuming maybe the Rock's involved with that one, and the St. Louis Battlehawks. I don't know. This is confusing, actually, now that I've seen all the merger stuff. There's like six different websites. But I guess maybe we can pick one of those, talk about that for a while. This is kind of depressing, actually. What? Maybe I should get those USFL cards now that they're now that that's a different league. I mean, maybe those are worth something.
Yeah, no, it's stinks that the ride is over this year, and I hope we're recording again with some more personnel moves. We'll see, but I think that the team, you know, we as fans are disappointed in the team. You know, they have to be disappointed. You would think so, that the, you know, the way it ended, but it's the blame game just isn't fun. Like, this isn't, because that's what I feel like this is right now, the blame game, pointing fingers. You know, it's like kinder care. You know, well, little Dougie won't tell little Press that he's not da 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 da, and you know, just you know, the back and forth. It's crazy. But
I will say, and I don't know if you guys agree with this or not, but I mean, we did have, and I know it sounds so terrible to say this, you're gonna be like, shut up, I don't want to hear this, but back to back winning seasons. I mean, that's good.
You know, the announcer kept saying that the Jags have won 10 games back-to-back for the first time.
Yeah, I heard that.
Many years.
Yeah, I heard that.
We haven't won 10 games. I don't know where you get this 10th game
from. He jinxed us. But I heard that too, actually. That's super funny that you mentioned that. Your job is to know these stats, right? I mean, the freaking record's under the team name on like every graphic. But back-to-back winning seasons, I mean, you know, if you want to focus on something positive.
We could be in worse places. You know, we definitely could be. But
oh, just got a tweet. Oh, alert. The Jags have hired Gus Bradley as defensive coordinator.
Stop playing.
Man.
Stop playing.
Anyway. All right. Well, yeah, we'll be back at some point. I don't know. Were you guys taking the shift tomorrow to run your car into the stadium, or is, I don't know how we're doing that yet. Isn't there a system for that? But anyway, so we appreciate everybody listening, especially the latter half of the season, as it didn't go as we all hoped and expected. But that's okay. Like I said, back to back winning seasons. It's progress, right? So we'll see. But we appreciate everyone for listening. We'll be back hopefully in a couple weeks or so. If you're on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a rating and review. Be sure to subscribe if you're not already. Spotify, same thing. And follow us on Twitter/X at Down by the Bank. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.